It is 8:13 on Tuesday, November 14th. Mike Plourde in the studio. And joining me is Brooke Chapman, who is a physical therapist at Active Physical Therapy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you again. You and I worked together quite a bit when I was getting physical therapy from Active on my knee. Mm-hmm. And I found out, one of the things I found out among many things, Brooke, is that you really do know what you're talking about.
Well, we try to.
Yeah, no question about it. You know the muscles, you know the bones, you know the body and how it works, and you also know how everything is connected. And I think that's so important. It's one of the best things that I learned is how everything is connected. But you've come here today to talk about how to be motivated to be active and put in and do your exercises. And what do you have for us?
Well, especially in these winter months, it's really hard to stay motivated and stay on top of your workouts. You know, you're going to work when it's dark and you get out when it's dark, and it's hard to keep that motivation up. So,
and it's cold.
It's very cold. Yes.
Sometimes. So what do you recommend? What should we do?
You know, especially to keep the motivation up, you want to try to vary your workouts. You know, sometimes try it in the morning, sometimes try it at night. You know, track your success, track your activity. You want to try to set goals and reward yourself when you do set those goals.
I'm all for that.
Yeah.
Rewarding yourself. But do you find it personally, because I know you're very active as well, do you find it personally a little more difficult to be active and work out in the wintertime than you do in the summer?
Definitely. You know, as you said, it's cold, it's dark, it's hard to get motivated. You know, our mood goes down and we get fatigued very easy. So, you know, it's especially important in these winter months to try to stay active, because that'll help improve your fatigue levels and improve, you know, just your overall self-esteem.
If someone is listening right now and they're thinking to themselves, you know, I've been wanting to start an exercise program, I've been wanting to get going, and maybe now that I'm hearing this, I'm gonna do that. What would you recommend really the first thing that they do?
Well, you know, always the easiest thing is doing it with a group of people, because then you're staying accountable and you have people motivating you and you have some competition. It's always hardest to work out by yourself. So I would say, you know, maybe joining a gym or trying an exercise program at home. That would be the best step.
Interesting point, because then you also have people going, like, no, you can't sit home today. You got to come out and work out.
Exactly.
That's what those exercise buddies do.
Yep.
Talking to Brooke Chapman, who is a physical therapist at Active Physical Therapy. And Brooke, would it be wise for folks to come into Active Physical Therapy, for example, and talk to a physical therapist about where they're at right now?
Absolutely. You know, anytime that you want some tips or anything, you can come in and talk to us and we can try to see what's best for you.
It is 8:19 on Tuesday, November 14th. Mike Plourde in the studio. And joining me is Brooke Chapman, who is a physical therapist at Active Physical Therapy. And Brooke, we're talking about people being active and getting into an exercise program this time of year and into the winter. What are some of the things that people can do to help out being active?
Well, especially, you know, people say, oh, I'm working all day. I don't have time for exercise. But, you know, there's ways to work in exercise throughout the day. You know, if you're driving to work, make sure you park at a really far away spot so that you have to walk that distance to get into work. Or if you have an elevator, you know, make sure to try to take the stairs instead. If there's two coffee shops and one's further away, try to walk that further away.
So it sounds to me that you're saying is whatever you do during the day, even if it's only for an extra 2 minutes, it counts.
Right, exactly.
And American Heart Association recommends 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, 5 days a week. Talk about that for a moment.
Yeah. So, you know, for a normal individual, they recommend at least 30 minutes of exercise a day, 5 days a week. And really, that's 30 minutes out of your day. There's no excuse for that. So we try to get that exercise in each day to stay healthy.
No excuse to not do that.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's only 30 minutes. And really, I think you're talking about walking. You talked a lot about walking. Mm-hmm. How beneficial is walking just by itself?
Absolutely. I mean, anything would be beneficial. I mean, even if you do those 30 minutes and you do it in blocks, say you did 15 minutes here, 10 minutes there, it's all going to be beneficial to you.
It all adds up in the end.
It does.
Brooke Chapman here from Active Physical Therapy. And Brooke, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Mike, for having me.